Mishnayis Masechta Shabbos Perek Chof Beis, Chapter 22 is learned Lidunishma Sorel Kibas Reb Shnei Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achrin Shel Pesach Hayalofim Tov Shnayin. Mishnayis is learned Lidunishmoso V'Tech Shnasa Avelo Tnehei Lishmoso Tzurur B'Tzurur Achay. Mishnah Aleph in Perek Chof Beis, Chovis Shenish Bero, a barrel that has been broken and the liquid inside it is running out. You can save on Shabbos enough of the liquid of the drink, as much as that you need for three meals of Shabbos. And you say to others, go ahead and save for yourself how much you can drink for the three meals of Shabbos. But conditionally that he should not dip a sponge in the liquid to absorb and then to allow it to run into a keli. You're not permitted to squeeze out the fruit juice, so the juice should come out from them. And if the juice runs out by itself from the fruit, you're not permitted to drink that juice on Shabbos, because you might come to squeeze the fruit. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im la'echlin, if the fruit are there destined to be eaten, hayitzim and mutter, so the juice that goes out from himself is permissible. Im la'mashkin, and if this fruit are prepared, they're standing there, that you should squeeze them for liquid for their juice to drink, hayitzim and oster, so then the juice that comes out by itself would be prohibited to drink." Chaliz, the vash, the combs of honey, shediska erev Shabbos, that he squeezed them from erev Shabbos, from before Shabbos. V'yotzum atzmam, and the honey is running out by itself from the wax on Shabbos, asurim. So this honey is prohibited to be eaten on Shabbos. V'rabelezer matir, and Rabelezer says you are permitted to eat it. Says the Bartanura, matzilin mosin gimul sudes, you can save the meals for three. You can save the drink for three meals. V'afilu v'kelim harbe, even if you have to use multiple kelim, the ilu v'kli echod, because to teach us about one keli, amore v'peirik called kisvei, we learned in the chapter called kisvei, the kama the boy matzil, as much as he wants, he can save. Because over there we learned that if you fill up a large vessel or a jug, so if it holds more than mosin gimul sudes, that would not be a problem. So because it's all coming in one carrying out, the issue is that you have to carry it in separately. So the tircha is only permitted for three meals, and you can tell to all the other people they should go and collect for themselves. Kol echad mosin gimul sudes. Each one of them, the enough of the food for three meals. But the Bartanura says, "Ubevachel yisveig," but conditional that he shouldn't sponge it up. Shelo yosim svoig, should not place a sponge lishav hayayin to suck up the water. Velachzir lahatif, and then he'll go back and drip it out into a keli. Afal pishi yesh lisveig beisachizor, even though that this sponge has a holder, like a chash schita, where there is nothing to worry about squeezing, shelo yase, still he shouldn't do kederach she'oise b'choil, like he does during the weekday. V'afilu likach b'yodi shemen u'dvash, even to take in his hand oil and honey, sheheim ovim, that are there thick, v'nidbokim, and they stick, u'lekanech yodi, and then to wipe his hand, b'sfasa keli, at the edge of the vessel. Osur, it's still prohibited, shelo yase kimayse choil, not to do like the activity of the weekday. Ein seichten as aperis, says we do not squeeze the fruit. The havalei mefarik, that is the kind of work, the malacha of mefarik, of separating, which is a tulda didosh, which is a derivative of threshing. Threshing being the av malacha, and mefarik separating one thing from the other, the juice from the fruit, would be a tulda didosh. And even if they go by themselves, it's run off by themselves, they're still asurim, they're still prohibited, says Bartanura. And the reason is gizeda, because we are make a decree, the chachamim decreed shama yischet l'chadchila, that he might come to begin with, if we allow him to use squeezed, that was squeezed even on its own, he might come to do it. Rabbi Yehuda says, im la'ichlim hoyu oisum peres mechonosim, if that fruit were gathered in to eat hayetzim muta, that what goes out of them is permissible. Because he's not comfortable, he's not happy with what they have, with this that they have run. Therefore, we don't decree by them that he might come to squeeze if squeezing is not, he really doesn't want the Jews. But if they were brought in and for the purpose they were standing is to make Jews out of them, so he is comfortable or he's happy with what has gone out of them, then what goes out of them is prohibited, gizeira, because then we're afraid that it might come to squeeze. With regards to olives and grapes, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim, the Afal gav the konsum la'ichlam, even in a situation where he brought him in to use them as food, Hayetzim and also what goes out for them would be prohibited. Kivon the darkin l'schita, since their usual way is to squeeze them kaimi, like l'schita kaimi, ki osul de mashke, if they turn to mashke, they become liquid, the liquid comes of them, yoiv daite behoche, he gives his mind to this. Bisharmini pedis and other fruits. Maidu Chachamim the Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim will agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Kiva the lav darkon lischita, since they're not usual done for squeezing. So the Chachamim will also agree that what has run from them is not asur, because we don't have a gezeira, because the person will not come to squeeze them. Loi nechleku, where is there a disagreement between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? Only by berries and pomegranates. The Rabbi Yehuda medamelu l'shar peiros. Rabbi Yehuda compares them to other fruits, and therefore they would be permitted if they're brought in loichlim. Chachamim medamelu l'zeisim v'anovim. Chachamim compares them to zeisim v'anovim. So although they're made for fruit, but still the tusim and the remoinim are like the grapes, and what runs from them is going to be asur. V'halocha k'Rabbi Yehuda, the halocha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that even by tusim v'remoinim, if he bring them in la'ichlim, then you can use the liquid that goes from them. We're not going to be geyser that you might come to squeeze. Then we learned about the chalos dvash, the honeycombs, k'shehem rusakim, when the, says the Baal Tanura, when these chalos, when these combs are crushed, zovad vash ma'atzmei, the honey runs by itself, metech ha'shaiva, from the wax. Be'ederech l'sechte, and it's not the usual way to squeeze it. Hilkach, Rav Lezer matir, Rav Lezer permits it, and he says that you can go ahead and use the honey that is run from them. But v'chachomim eisrim, Chachamim prohibited, Gzei Gozru, they decreed, Otush Einum Rusakim, that it might come to a situation even when they're not, have not been crushed from before Shabbos, and then he is going to crush them on Shabbos if we allow them to use the honey that comes from the Chalos Dvash, he might come to squeeze on Shabbos, and that would be also Mefarak on Shabbos. The halacha is like Rabbi Lozer, that if you crush them from Erev Shabbos, and the honey that is run out by itself is permissible. Says the Mishnah base, Kol Shabbo v'chamin b'Shabbos, all food that have been cooked before Shabbos, Shoyrin oisoy v'chamin b'Shabbos, then you can soak him in warm water on Shabbos. V'chol shalibo v'chamin Erev Shabbos. Again, the Mishnah reads like this again. Starting Mishnah base again. Kol Shabbo b'chamim erev Shabbos. If any food that has been cooked from before Shabbos, shoyin nesim b'chamim b'Shabbos, then you can soak it in warm water on Shabbos. Kol Shalibo b'chamim erev Shabbos, and all food that have not been cooked before Shabbos, madichan nesim b'chamim b'Shabbos, you can rinse them off with warm water on Shabbos, but you can't soak it. Chutz min hamalich hayoshon, only with something has old been salted, like herring, which is more than a year that he is in salt, or v'dogim luchim ketanim, or small fish that are salted, v'kuli soyis pananim, and a fish that has a thin skin. All these fish you're not allowed to even rinse off in warm water on Shabbos. Shadachosim zuig marmalachta, because they are so salted that when you rinse them off, that makes them prepared to be eaten. Kol shebo bechamin zok the batanuda shenizbashul. Anything that has been cooked, you can put in har warm on Shabbos. But if it's it wasn't cooked, madichin. You can rinse it off. That the chosse ain't a bishuli. The rinsing it off is not cooking it. Avaloi shoyde, but you can't soak it because that would be cooking it. Chutz ben amaliach hayoshon, with the exception of the old salted dog maliach, a salted fish over a loshon and mishnim, like that a year has passed since it's been salted. Then also the kuli soy is panin, that's dog shekliposi dako. It's a fish who has a very thin skin, rinsing it off with warm water, that is the end of its cooking, and therefore that's not permitted to be done on Shabbos. Mishnah Gimel. Shoyber Odom es achovis, a person can break a barrel on Shabbos, lechali menu gregris, he should take out from it a dried fig to eat. Bilvachali is kavan lasis kli, but conditional that he should not make from this barrel an open keli by breaking it. In other words, that he shouldn't make it a nice and straight to break it. It should break it just as a break, but not as a opening. You're not allowed to make a hole in the cover of the barrel, in the megufa of the chavis. But rather, you should take off the whole cover. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim permit to make a hole in the megufa. You should not make the hole on the side of the megufa, but only from the top. And if the barrel had a hole, you should not place wax because he smears the wax, and for smearing the wax around the hole, he would be chayva chatas, liable for a korban chatas. So Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, a story came before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the city of Arov. So a person who smeared the hole from a keli, from a vessel with wax, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I worry that he is liable for a korban chatas, for a sin offering. That's the bar tenuna. Shoyver odom es achovis. A person can break a barrel, mipnei makalkal, because that is ruining. But bilvachel yad iskaven lasis kli. But conditional that he should not intend to make it into a vessel, lasis lepenoy, to make it a nice, a beautiful opening. Ein noikvi megufa. You cannot make a hole in the megufa hadvuka b'fi chovis, that is pasted at the mouth of the chavis, at the opening of the chavis. Ela noitel es kula, but rather you take out the whole magufa. The chinokiv lo, because when you make a hole, misakin pischo, that's fixing a door for the magufa. Rabbi Yosi matir, Rabbi Yosi permits to making a hole. The reason is the inderech pesach chavis bekach, because this is not the usual opening of a barrel by a hole through the magufa, and that's why he says it's okay. But he should not puncture the hole on the side. Kolema to say, this that Rabbi Yosi permitted to make a hole in the magufa. He didn't permit this only on the top, of the magufa. The lav urach lemevad pischa hosam. It's not the usual way to make an opening on the top like that. Elo neitel kol hamagufa. But the person takes off the entire cover. Aval mitzido, but on the side of the megufa zimnum David leil nekev. Sometimes you make a hole mitzad the megufa, on the side of the megufa mishum piska as a door. Vein eroitzel lepascha lemaylo, but it doesn't want to open it from the top. Shall yiplut tzreiros offer b'yayin, so that the pebbles or sand should not fall into the wine. That's why to make it on the side, that is a opening. That could be a regular opening, and that's not permitted to be done on Shabbos. Then we talked about the Mishnah says that if a barrel has a hole, you cannot put wax on it because neshu marech. Because marech. Marech means bar tenura. Yesh kan mishum machik, because there is here because of erasing. The amelacha of memachik is when you smooth something down, like we find in the Mishkan that. that they used to remove the hair or the wool from the skin after the animal died until it becomes smooth. The skin, that was by the Eiris Eilim Adomim, so there was Memachik. So smearing in this case the shaiva on the barrel, that would be a tool of Memachik. So the story happened Barov, so the Bar Tanura says Barov is Shem Mokim, it's the name of a place. And Yechanan ben Zakkai said, Cheshishan le Mechatas, says the Bar Tanura, Imira Chashayva, if he smeared the wax, Ledovka, Bedefna Akeli, to connect it to the, to paste it to the sides of the Keli, Soviv Anekev, around the hole, that would be Memachik. That was Chayva Chatas for that. Mishnah Dalet. Neislim Tavshu L'Techaber, you're allowed to place cooked food in a pit, Bishvil Shei Shomer, so the food shall be watched, so it will not become spoiled because of the heat. Vesamayim Ayofim Baroim, you're allowed to put warm water that are good for drinking in cold, bad water, Bishvil Shei Yitzonu, so that the good water should cool off. Vesatzoinen Bechamo, Bishvil Shei Yachamo, and you're allowed to put cold water in warm water, so they should warm up. Mishenoshlu Kelo Baderech B'mayim, when one was walking in the street on Shabbos and his garments, his clothing, have fallen into the water, Mahalach Bahen, he's permitted to go and wear them, and they dry themselves up on him, Ve'nechoshesh, and he doesn't have to worry that people will might suspect him that he washed his clothing. Yilachotzer Achitzoyne, when he comes to the first yard of the city, so he should undo those clothing. Shoytchom bechama, he spreads them out in the sun to dry. Havalek neged ha'om, but not everybody should see as he's drying them, so they shouldn't suspect that he washed his garments in Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanura, you can put the food inside the pit, but the pit here's talking about sheim b'mayim, that it doesn't have water. Sheyei shomur, that it should be guarded. Shelo yasriach machmas achoyim, it shouldn't get smelly because of the heat. V'akamashmalon, and this is coming to teach us, lo yichashina, that we don't worry, dilma osi lashvuyi gumis, that it might come to straighten out the hole, shebekarki sabir, that it's in the bottom of the pit. Kedei sheyei shomur, lo yishu shomagdeir, so that it should be straight over there to place there the pot. So we don't worry about that, and you can put the pot over there. And the good waters that are fit for drinking, that means yofim, within a gathering of bad waters which are not fit for drinking. This is something which is obvious, but it's mentioned this because of the second part, that non because it learns that you're allowed to put cold one in warm water, so that the warm should warm up. Mahu the tema, we would think that maybe that should not be allowed. Nigzer, we should decree dilma osilat muni beremetz, that it might come to hide it also in coals, which would be prohibited on Shabbos. Kamash malon, so that's why he comes to teach you that putting the warm cold water into warm water to heat up the water is okay. And since he says that, then he already says the din of putting in cold water in warm water. I mean, just maim yofim beroyim, just good and bad water. Then the Mishnah talks about misha noshru kelov, says the Bar Tanura, ones whose garments have been soaked, shenoflu b'mayim b'shabbos, they fell in water on Shabbos. Malachimoyim, he can go with them, but in the he doesn't have to worry. Shema Yachshadu Oisoy, they might suspect him, she keeps him that he washed them. Once he reaches the outer yard, which is closest to the street of the city, which is already a place that is guarded, he can leave his clothes over there, he can spread them out in the sun to dry them. But not to do this opposite the people, she Yachshadu, they might suspect him, she keeps him that he washed them. This Mishnah has been pushed away. The halacha we have in our hands, by tradition, is called Dover Shosro Chachamim Mipnei Maris Ayin. Any matter that the Chachamim prohibited because of what people might see, even in rooms, within rooms, it would be prohibited where people can't see, still be prohibited. It's prohibited to spread them out, even not facing the people, that will still be Asur. Mishnah Hay, Harechetz b'mei Maira, one who bathes in a well which is underneath the ground in the cave, b'mei Tveria, or in the waters from Tveria, even istapek afilu be'eser alu nitiyos, and he wiped himself down even with ten towels. So in every towel there is very little water in them. Lo yivim b'yodei, should not carry these towels in his hand, because he might squeeze some water out of the towel. Aval asor b'nei Adam mistapkin malnutis achas. 10 people can wipe themselves with one towel. P'nei v'deim raglayim, their face, their hands, and their feet, and that includes even the whole body. U'mavineis b'yodem, and you can carry the towel in your hand. Although this towel is very wet, nevertheless, we don't worry that you might squeeze the water, because since there are several people there, so one will remind the other that it's Shabbos and that you're not allowed to squeeze. Says the Bar Tanura, the one who bathes in the water of the cave or in the Tveri water, and then v'nistapok, and nistapok means v'konach, he wiped himself, afilu b'eser aluntiyos, even with 10 aluntiyos, that's sadinim, those are sheets, shemekanachim bahem, that you wipe with them, v'nistapok b'en zachar zeh, he dried himself up one after the other. Afagav lemifishi mai v'chol chad v'chad, even though there is not too many waters in each one of them. Still, he should not bring him with his hand into his house. Even if there is an eruv, there is no problem carrying. Where there is no prohibition of carrying, but rather there is only a decree that he might forget, and he's going to squeeze them as he's coming along. So that's why we don't want him to do that. Avol asor b'nei Adam. But if you have 10 people, hoyil merubim haim, since there is many of them, vidchira hadadi, they remind each other. Afilu chodal luntis, even one towel asor b'nei Adam for 10 people. The hashda nafish b'mayi, now that there is a lot of water in there, afilu achem v'nei som b'idaim, you can still bring it with your hands. Play gazrinon, we don't worry shem yischatu that you might squeeze it. Hoyil merubim haim, since there is many of them, so they'll remind each other. Pneim yidem raglehem, their face, hands, and feet. Urcha de milsa nokat, he's just using the custom of the matter as he mentions it, because people wipe their hands, face, the faces, hands, and feet. But vuhu adin, the same thing is true l'chol gufam, like the whole body. Ve'en halacha ki mishnah zu, halacha is not like this mishnah, lafilo echad, even one person, maybe biyode aluntis, can bring with his hand a towel, should stop it, but that he wiped himself with. We don't worry that he might have that he might squeeze. Mishnah Vav, Sochin u'memashmishim b'vnei ayin. You allow to smear with oil on Shabbos, or you allow to rub in the oil so that it should absorb in the body. This is a healing for the intestines. Avolim v'samlim, but to rub it in with power in the with force into the skin, into the body, you're not permitted. Lemis gordin, you're not allowed to scratch the body with a tool which is made to scrape. And yerdin lekor demio, on Shabbos you're not allowed to go into a valley which is slippery, because you might fall and you're going to wet your clothes, and then you're going to squeeze it. That you're not allowed to drink on Shabbos a drink to break, to make you throw up, to barf. And if the, however, if the throw barfing would be a healing, then you're permitted. Ein ma'az bin esa cotton. If a child is broken over, you can't straighten out his limbs on Shabbos. Through a non-Jew, you're allowed to. This location, I believe, means to locate back the body. Through a goy, you're allowed to. And on the day that the child is born, the Jewish person is also allowed to. We'll see in the Bar Tanura. Ve'ein machzirin es ha-shever, that you cannot put back broken bone to its place in Shabbos. However, the loch is that you are permitted. Mishenifriko yodo veraglo, if by a person his hand or his foot has been retaken out, And the healing for this is that you should pour on the place called water. So you should not put on the place called water on Shabbos, but you can wash the usual way in cold water. And if through the bathing he became healed, so great, that's good. Sochin, says the Mishnah, and the Bartnuri explains that Sochin means Shemin b'Shabbos, that you can put oil, you can smear oil on Shabbos. And you can rub with your hand, biyad, with your hand, al kol haguf la'anoa, on the entire body for enjoyment. But you can't do it l'shafshim b'koyach, but you can't rub with force. And you cannot scratch, that is with a vest, with a kli, with a tool that scrapes. And similar, we find in Iyur Beis, Vayikach Lecheres, he took a piece of clay, Lizgaradbe, to scratch with it. That is like weekly activity. Then he says that in Yerdim Lekurdimo, and in the Bartanur's Lashon is in Yerdim Lepulimo. That's a biko, says the Bartanura. Malaya Mayim, it's full with water. Vitachtaho teeth, underneath is mortar, kimaydevek, like paste. Vieshba Mekoimis, and there is places, Sheid Barechus Shom, that the one who bathed there can sink Boisik teeth, and that mortar Vidbek Boy, and he connects himself in Yochel Lalis, and he cannot go up, Achis Kapsubene Odom, until people gather, Vialu, because you godel, and they will bring him up with great difficulty, but Deuchek and pressed. So we shouldn't go down there. Pirush Achar Biko Shetit Shelo Machlik, or another interpretation that it's a valley whose teeth, whose mortar is slippery. Varechet Shom, and one who bathed in Neifel, falls in with God of Neshudim, and his garments got wet, B'mayim Vos Lishchit, and then he will come to squeezing them out. Can't make apikutizin, that's lhoki, that is to barf. Pirushe apik tvi zayin, apik to take out. Lahoitzia mozim mois mokem bishulei, to take out the food from where it's cooked. Shihi istamka, shihistamka, that is the stomach. Apik means moitzi, take out. Tavi means mizbashel, to cook. It's liyesh v'targimin and tavi. Roasted in fire is translated as tavi. Nur zayin mozen. Tvinur. It's liyesh is tvinur. Roasted by the fire. So, and zayin is mozen. So that's apik, to take out the tvi from the cooked zayin, the food. V'davki lishtis mashke shemivi lahoki hushi osir. Only specifically to drink a liquid that brings him to barf, it is prohibited b'Shabbos. Aval hachnas is boil techpiv, but to stick your finger into your mouth, k'dei lahoki, in order to barf, that's mutter, is permissible. Veichid is leitzare, and place where a person is in pain, v'yoki yisrapi, but if he throws up, if he barfs, he will be healed. Mutter afila de mashke, then is permissible even through a liquid that he drinks to use the apokotism. Ve'ein ma'at v'nesakotn, says the Mishnah, what does that mean? L'sakne, to fix the child. V'liyashiv atzmoysov, and to settle his bones. V'chulye, is a chiropractic type of work. L'yashiv atzmoysov, to sit his bones. V'chulye shidrosei, and the spine, the piece of the spine, v'shudimechze kiboyne, because that seems like building. V'lo yamorin elo l'achar zman, this is not really apply only after time, but on the day of the birth you can be ma'atzbin. Ma'atzbin is loshin yodecho itzbuni v'yasuni, that your hands will build me and make me. So that's the loshin of ma'atzbin. So you don't build the cotton. Ve'imachzir nes hashever, etzem shenishbar, a bone that has been broken, you can't fix, place it. Ve'inaloch kibishnozu, la'aloche machzir nes hashever b'shav. La'aloche is that you do place back a broken into the breakage on Shabbos. Mishin nifrika yodiv v'ragloi. What does that mean? Nifrika yodiv v'ragloi. That means yotza etzim in a pedic shloi. So this is what means a dislocated arm, hip, or something like that. So the healing is leitarfim b'tzoynim loshin beitzim trufois b'kaido. This tarfim comes from the language of banged up eggs in a plate. That he rinses it off with cold on the place of the place of the break. The mechzid lefukovit. That's obvious that he's doing it for a medicine. But what he should do is bathe the usual way. If he heals, he heals. This concludes the 22nd chapter in Masechta Shabbos.